I've kind of ambivalent feelings about it. Like, Dublin becomes awash with vomit late in the afternoon, so it's in the morning it's kind of cool. You have the kids out for the parade and it's all good, family wholesome fun, but then the day darkens definitely and you kind of batten down the hatches, but you know, you join them generally.
Turns out the band Bell X1 can set a scene in their songs and in conversation. This year, the Irish Five Piece spent St. Patrick's Day here in New York City and spread the word about their latest album, Flock. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. There once was an Irish band called Juniper. But instead of a limerick, here's a little history. Juniper's frontman was a guy you might have heard of named Damien Rice. And when he left to pursue a solo career, Juniper became Bell X1. So drummer Paul Noonan stepped up to the lead singer role, and the band hasn't looked back since. In fact, their third album, Flock, put them on the charts a few times over, going 5 times platinum in Ireland. Now, Bell X1 is making the leap to the States and stop by FUV for a chat and an acoustic duo performance. It's a much different sound than the soaring rock tunes on the record, but the storytelling in songs like Rocky Took a Lover stands right out.
The song, it took a journey when we recorded it and ended up as this kind of big Flaming Lips inspired, big bombastic kind of tune, but where it's kind of like, I suppose, a sweet kind of tale. I lived in a part of Dublin called Smithfield for a long time, which is the old kind of market area, and on the street where I lived there was a guy who was homeless and had lived kind of in and around the street for about 20 years, and his nickname was Rocky because he was a, as he says, he was a boxer in a former life, but he was like completely obnoxious and unbearable when he was drunk, but a sweetheart when not. And he used to sleep on a wooden pallet usually at the back of our house, and so I'd often open my curtains and look out, and he'd be asleep on this pallet. And this one morning I looked out, and he had taken a lady friend, and was laying there kind of snuggled up with a lady, and I just thought it was just really sweet, and the song is a kind of an imagining, I suppose, of a conversation they may have had that morning.
He said the sun gives life and it takes it away, but like all the greats, it'll burn out someday. She said, I don't mind, I don't want to get bored, I don't want to end up beached on the shore. I want to be that star, I want to be that star. Oh, let me be that star. I want to be that star.
I think growing up in Ireland, you're kind of surrounded. I mean, it's a cliche, but it is true that it is like the storytelling and the oral tradition is very strong in Ireland, even now. It's not like kind of sitting around in some kind of stage Irish way, you're listening to a man on a flat cap tell stories. But it's more kind of what people like to do is kind of slag each other and tell stories in a kind of colourful, I suppose, poetic way. I mean, that's kind of, I know, again, a cliche, but it's true. So you do kind of soak that up, and a lot of it kind of does make it through to the songwriting, I think.
Your flesh, it melts in my mouth like Holy Communion. You don't really care for Jesus now, do you? A photograph of this love hangs on my wall. I would dare to speak its name if I knew what it was called. I would dare to speak its name if I knew what it was called. If I knew what it was called.
That's Paul Noonan and David Garrity of Bell X1 performing an acoustic version of Flame live at FUV. To hear more from Bell X1 and other artists, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.